I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio 8. As we celebrate Homegrown Week, we are having fun bringing bands in every single day to hear some tunes, find out what they've been up to. Some of them are new to us, some of them are old friends, and Dave Mayling definitely falls into that category with his band, The Fontenelles, who are joining us here today. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And it's Dave and Jason McGlone on drums and Darren Reland on bass, who I just found out has the same hometown as I do, right? Nice. Wait, are you playing guitar?
Yeah.
Not bass. Okay, bass is Bo Jeffrey over here. All right. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
and Dave, I don't even remember the last time that you've been in here. I know you've been in here a few times. Maybe,
yeah.
Portage, I don't know.
With Portage and Mr. Doctor.
Oh, okay.
Last year, but the Fontenelles have never been here.
Oh, see, that's...
And I haven't done a solo one since,
wow,
8 or 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
But you grew up in Duluth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you were here for a long time. You were in the Brushstrokes. You did other stuff before you moved down to the Twin Cities. So you're very familiar to all of us up here.
Oh, yeah.
How many homegrowns do you reckon you've played?
I think 11.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Maybe 12.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about that. Yeah.
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 It's a good thing. It's an accomplishment.
Best time of year. So fun.
Well, I'm so happy that you're still able to come up and take part in it every year. And you are doing so many things, and we'll talk about that. But you all have a show tonight at Clyde Ironworks. Starts at 7, right?
Yes.
All right. So, and we're going to have you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and talk about all the stuff that you've been doing, Dave. Some pretty exciting stuff. What do you want to start with here?
This song is called Hold On, Hold Tight, and it might make it on our next album. It's kind of a relaxed song, so we'll bring it down here a little bit. Y'all ready? Hard enough to say you're angry. It's easier to say I'm right. I'm not taking second chances, but I know you'll turn out just fine. This could get really ugly. Just listen to my fevered cry. Listen to the second chances beginning to die. And hold on. Hold tight. The winds in the valley and the flowers are looking to get high. Look up. You're out of sight now. Go run with the boys through the valley in the pale moonlight. Hard enough to say you're angry. You're difficult to understand. Your revolver is never loaded, but you hold it when you can. And this could get really ugly. So try and make a diagram. The shards of rhythm have pulled the blood from my hands. And hold on. Hold tight. The winds in the valley and the flowers, they're looking to get high. And look up. You're out of sight now. Go run with the boys through the valley in the pale moonlight.
Wow, love that one.
Thank you.
What a nice feel. Yeah. Well, I'm excited that Fontanelles are doing new music, because I kind of have the impression, Dave, that you were kind of focusing on other things for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
And this band kind of maybe went to the background for a little bit. Is that true?
I mean, yes and no. I think that there's a lot of different factors there. We have some kids in the band, not myself yet, but Bo had a son, and Darren, our guitar player, had a son and daughter in the last couple of years.
So it was kind of the opposite way, where the band got kind of busy, and then you had did other.
Okay. I'm not putting the blame on them. I'm driving the train.
Okay. Okay.
That's just one of the factors that mm-hmm. contributed. But I think we're in a really good spot. You know, like the four of us. And sorry, I'm just tuning and
That's
trying
okay.
to talk.
But, That's okay.
We're really good friends. We don't fight. We agree on things musically. Whenever we get together, it's always like quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't necessarily always kind of get hunkered down or stressed out by feeling like a sense of urgency. We just make music and it's fun to play. And hopefully mm-hmm. we will get our record out soon and release mm-hmm. some singles and tracks along the way. But yeah, in regards to doing other projects, I think it's good too to kind of step away from being a front person or a leader and, you know, just work on making other people's music sound good and traveling a little bit and doing that kind of thing. So,
yeah, I think it would be nice to have both outlets, you know,
yeah,
like
absolutely.
Have your own kind of project for your that's kind of a vehicle for what you want to do
yeah.
and then be able to just kind of be the guy in the background. So in Portage, you were in Portage, which it sounds like is not necessarily completely defunct, but
yeah, sort of permanent hiatus, long-term mm-hmm. hiatus. These are Trent Waterman, who's a fabulous songwriter and videographer and just all-around great guy. He moved out to Seattle area. So we're trying to work on some stuff via, you know, the distance, but it's kind of easier said than done sometimes. So
mm-hmm.
maybe we'll put out a new song and we'll see what happens.
And you were telling me before we came on the air that the band has a song in some sort of pain reliever commercial.
Yeah, I think
we're
it's
not
a,
sure which
I
one.
I think it's Aleve, but it might be Advil.
And that you actually got a royalty from that. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, especially around tax time for sure. So.
Oh, funny. Well, yeah, and we always liked that band. And Portage, of course, started in Duluth and then moved down to the cities, but always. And played homegrown?
Yeah, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Seems like a long time ago, but it wasn't
mm-hmm.
really. It was a fun band to be in.
So then you also have your duo, Mr. Doctor, with Stacey K, who I think, did I see somewhere, she had a baby.
Yeah.
We're back on the baby theme.
Baby
and so
yep.
so that group maybe, or duo's maybe on a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah, we're playing a show this summer.
Great, awesome.
Down in Mankato mm-hmm. for a solstice celebration, so that's June 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about that project and how that came about. Because I guess you've been in here probably talking about that.
Yeah,
before,
well, I actually started that with drummer Jason here and Stacy 5 or 6 years ago, and we all kind of lived together and just had kind of a recording project in the basement and made a bunch of weird songs. And then at some point, it morphed into a kind of a country.
Mm-hmm.
Alt country kind of duo. I'm not sure what the genesis was.
Well, when you have a couple singles that we play here, and
yeah.
I love them. They're
it's
great.
It's great music. Stacey's a fabulous songwriter. She has new music coming out that's going to be just ripping.
Yeah.
It's really,
nice.
Really, really good.
Nice.
We'll make sure to share a track with you.
And so then the other thing that's been keeping you super busy is working with Galen Lee,
mm-hmm.
which is so fun.
Yeah.
So how far back do you and Galen go?
Man, we never really hung out or played together until last February.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And I played, I subbed for maybe Al Church at a show at House of Mercy, which is like, I don't know, hippie, liberal church in St. Paul. And then did some more dates with her. And Al and I worked together on her album, producing that, which was a great project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be out in September.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a great year. It's been just the opportunity to travel and
mm-hmm.
play music that's different. I mean, I love playing the Fontanelles. It's almost like it's kind of easy. Like the next song we're going to play is just a rock song,
mm-hmm.
you know, but Galen's music is kind of challenging because it's, you know, it's quiet and it's moody and the dynamic is just much different than like a 4-piece rock band, which is
right.
like a comfort zone for somebody like me.
So you're doing something that you have to pay a little more attention maybe
you
and you
think.
You got to be quicker on your feet.
Everybody hears it.
Well, that's funny. I just thought maybe you and Galen knew each other because you're both Duluth natives, and so that's interesting to me that you really didn't start doing anything with her until like last year. That's great, though.
Yeah, we saw each other play, but we never really hung out too much. We never certainly didn't play music together.
Yeah.
So it's been great.
And so you've been accompanying her sometimes on the road, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. For sure. Yeah, we did an East Coast tour and then 2 UK ones last year.
Oh my gosh.
And then just kind of regional shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she has like a killer band right now. Mm-hmm. We got Martin Dash on the drums, Al Church on the guitar,
mm-hmm.
buddy Andrew Foreman's playing bass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a powerhouse.
Nice.
And that's the one we'll see at Homegrown this Friday.
It's gonna be
really fun.
Coming up on Friday. All right. Well, I just wanted to catch up on all the stuff other stuff that you were involved in. But so back to the Fontenelle. So how long has this band been together?
Darren, do you remember when we met?
Changed my life.
Yeah, I met Darren, the guitar player, at about 9 years ago at the 400 Bar. Just we were both kind of being flies on the wall, and you know that venue had just consistently awesome bands come through and play, and we saw a lot of them and played with some of them. But yeah, and then kind of grew up from there, and you know, Darren and I have been consistently playing together since then. And at some point, 5 or 6 years ago, Bo and Jason joined the band, and that's kind of been the quartet ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of slowly, I mean, we've played a lot of different songs and like kind of stuff over the years, but we kind of only have the one record and hopefully something new coming out soon. But
yeah. Well, you've had a couple of singles that you've put out on the interwebs, I think.
Yep.
And you sent me one. So we've been playing that a little bit. So
yeah, cool.
And that got me all excited for a new album. So
yeah, it's pretty close. I mean, I don't know. What's
no
the
pressure.
Percentage on that?
No pressure, Dave.
Realistically.
I like your attitude of, you know what, this is fun, let's keep it that way. So there's nothing wrong with that. Let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
We'll do a song called Window. Right? That sounds good. Let me just check. That's fine. One. You want to count it off? 1, 2.
Locked your back to an American flag. That's the day that they took you away. People say that players play. Love's a game that gets in the way. Some things they never change. Give me one more chance. This window still holds pieces of broken glass. You be bad and I'll be good. Watch you tear up the neighborhood. I wanna make it last. Give me one more chance. Coldest night when you came home. We never knew how far you'd go. Broke grow, but some things they never change. Give me one more chance. This window still holds pieces of broken glass. You be bad and I'll be good. Watch you tear up the neighborhood. I wanna make it last. Give me one more chance.
Give me one more. You give me one more. Those are the Fontanelles live from Studio A. And is that tune maybe going to be on the album?
Yeah, that one will for sure be on the album.
All right.
And we'll play it tonight, too. That was a weird, I mean, it wasn't weird. Just a different way for us to play it. But we have lots of, I mean, it's a pretty dense song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be done with that one real quick. But yeah, lots of electric guitars and kind of synthesized stuff.
Oh, now who does the synth? So we don't have one in the room.
Bo plays some synth.
Okay.
We recorded the album kind of on our own. Bo's family's cabin.
Mm-hmm. So in the Homegrown Guide, it was talking about that it was in the winter. It was a little chilly. So tell me about
really
this
cold
experience.
Yeah. -20 below.
-20s. Yeah.
And does it have like heat or anything? Electric heat and all that.
It was nice. Oh yeah, okay. It was just a fireplace. Yeah. But I mean, you know.
Yeah.
If you keep it going.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, fireplace in an outhouse.
yeah, it was really, it was cold. But mm-hmm. And then, you know, since we've kind of, some of the songs we've let marinate a little bit. Some of them we've done overdubs at home,
mm-hmm.
Some in the studio. And I thought it's worked out pretty good. Because the way we recorded them last January was great. But just kind of letting them stew a little bit, I think we've kind of found, like, you know, the spark in each song or, like, ways to actually make them sound really lush and good and nice mm-hmm. and, you know, bring out the qualities that make the songs great, and, you know, tuck the things that made the performances bad in the background.
So, I mean, you've been songwriting for a long time, Dave. How do you feel like? Because I kind of feel like I can see an evolution in your songwriting.
Sure.
And how do you feel like your songwriting has evolved? Mm. Is it something that's easier for you than it used to be, or was it always easier for you? I have no idea.
Yeah. What do you think? How has you think it's changed?
You know, it's hard to tell because I, you know, I'd have to go back and listen, but mm-hmm. I just feel like there's just an adept kind of like turn of phrase and, you know,
Cool. Yeah.
Like,
I think, easier and harder. I think mm-hmm. it's like cool as you get older, you learn more about music, you listen to more music, you have like a bigger pool, you know, of like knowledge and like things to pull from.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also gets harder because you're hopefully smarter or you're better at it. And I feel like whenever you're like, you become a little better at a task, you look at it so closely that it becomes almost impossible sometimes.
Yeah. It's a little bit too close.
Yeah.
You can't get objectivity
for sure
from it. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I have to write a song, hopefully it just comes organically and just pops out and I don't have to think about it
mm-hmm.
or anything.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that last one. Where did that one come from?
See, I have no
idea. You have no idea. That's okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't have a good story.
Or that's
I couldn't
okay.
even tell you per se what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
But the meaning, you know, I suppose people can assign themselves.
Well, and that's what a lot of people say, you know, mm-hmm. it's just whatever it's more important what the listener take away from it. I'm always curious about, you know, if the writer intended something different than I'm getting, because it gives me a different perspective on it. But at the same time, I understand that other perspective of, well, it doesn't matter what I intended it to be. Now it's whatever the listener wants
right.
it to be, interprets
yeah,
it as.
So,
but I'm always curious. I'm like, no, what did you mean? Come on. But I can understand both points of view for sure.
Cool.
So you're talking about kind of fleshing out the songs a little bit, spending some time with them. Do you do a lot of shows down in Twin Cities or elsewhere?
You know, the Fontanelles don't play regularly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had shows with a lot of different groups. Everybody in the Fontanelles plays with other groups and has other gigs
okay.
and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely are active musicians, but we haven't booked a lot of Fontanelles shows recently. I don't remember when the last one was. 331, yeah, and it's always a snowstorm or something. But it was fun. It was
mm-hmm.
a fun show. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I definitely play a lot, but not with this band. So we got to, I don't know. Let's do it,
get
guys.
On books.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get something on the books.
I just know that.
We've got the Mankato thing.
Mankato,
yeah. You're playing in Mankato.
Yep.
I just know, you know, there's a lot of Dave Mayling fans here in Duluth, Dave, and so we get excited when you do stuff with the Fontanelles
yeah.
and your stuff.
I feel like the Fontanelles homegrown shows are just something I really look forward to every year,
mm-hmm.
And I think the four of us work. We try to work pretty hard at, you know, we practice a few times and whatnot.
And you know, we practice a few times. We work really hard.
Other surprises. I guess they're just guests.
Surprises. Well, yeah. I think it was Fontenelle's. You were passing out shakers and you were doing all sorts of crazy stuff a couple years ago. It was fun.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do shakers or pinatas this time.
Oh, I missed the pinatas.
I don't know if Lo wants them, those shakers going during the middle of their set. The dames would be cool with it. You know. Although, that might not be true because every time I've seen a rambunctious fan at a low show, Elle's always handled it with a lot of grace, and it's been fun. You know, so, but yeah, no beer can shakers.
So yeah, I suppose you are on right before Low. I didn't even think about that, but you're opening for Low tonight.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the dames, which what I love. That's one thing I love about Homegrown is how you can have completely opposite acts, you know, back to back with each other, because the dames are a lot more rockin' than a lot of bands in Homegrown, especially.
And it's two bands that I literally grew up on listening to, you know?
Yeah.
It's so fun. I can't wait to see them tonight.
Yeah, the dames, although they don't play a lot these days, but it's been so fun to see them back. And they definitely were an important part of the music scene back in the day, along with Lo. So, all right, well, let's hear another tune. What do you want to do?
This song is called Wouldn't That Be Nice? Can we skip the intro, though, guys? Is that okay? Because I don't know. All right, so we'll just start right on the... Okay. One, two, one, two.
We got off the train on the wrong tracks. Observing our love till the heart attacks. And this band plays something called rock and roll. Just hold my hand when you want to go. You got the money and I got the time. Do you want to feel alive? Maybe that's bad advice to listen to those other guys. It's the middle of the night. We got until the dark subsides. You want to feel all right. I just wanna feel alive. got the money and I got the time. Do you want to feel alive? Maybe that's bad advice to listen to those other guys. It's the middle of the night. We got until the dark subsides.
The Fontanelles, live from Studio A. So do you pretty much make your living as a musician these days?
Yeah.
You're a full-time musician?
Yeah. It's kind of snuck into that world slowly, mm-hmm. and it's going pretty good. I teach a lot, though, of mm-hmm. private lessons. I mean, that definitely helps for sure. And then I work 2 days a week. This is the thing I'm trying to just get out of my life, is that I work 2 days a week at a wine shop, and I just don't want to work retail, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks.
well, compared
know, it's
to
like
12 doing
hours
music?
A week, mm-hmm. and I just if I could just eliminate mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. I would be feeling really good. But yeah.
Was that something you always aspired to? Was, you know, did you, when you were playing music when you were younger, did you think, man, I want to do this all the time? Did you think of it as something you'd be able to do full time at some point, or was it just kind of just happened that way?
Yeah. I guess it kind of happened that way, but I think that a lot of young people don't know how many ways there are to make music or make money as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can run live sound, you can record bands, you can buy gear cheap and fix it up and sell it to somebody else. You can work in a guitar store, you can gig, you can play at a church. You know, there's so many options.
Are those all things that you've done?
maybe, yeah. But just, you know, if you take a little from each of those pools, you can kind of find out where your strengths are and what people really, you know, like out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you kind of surround yourself with good people and hopefully like build up the community around you, you can make a living.
Mm-hmm.
At least until the, you know, until the economy tanks or
right.
whatever.
Right.
Who knows? We yeah. might be in a bubble right now. We don't know.
Well, and when you talk about that, you kind of came up in, you know, Beaners has always had like a community of musicians.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I can just... You know, you can just feel it when you're around that group of people, you know, and the people that were in the Brushstrokes and all mm-hmm. of that stuff. And it's just so nice. So it sounds like you've maybe carried that spirit with you down to the Twin Cities.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, Jason Wusso is a huge influence and one of my best friends. And everything he's done for West Duluth and Duluth music scene in general has just been amazing. So can't thank that guy enough.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Christine.
And
really fun.
And again, this is the Fontanelles. They're playing tonight at Clyde Ironworks. So let me just run down at Clyde Ironworks tonight. Starts at 6:00 in the mezzanine with Born Too Late. Then at 7:00, the Fontanelles take the stage at in the big room at Clyde, followed by Low at 8:00, and then the Dames at 9:00. And also action happening at Beaners and Come On In and Mr. D's and other places for West Side Wednesday. It is the Homegrown Music Festival. We can make it, people. We're almost halfway through. Today's Live from Studio Wave was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Andrew Ressler and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is Live from Studio Wave. Thanks for listening.